Blog Talk Radio.
And our special episode of Those Guys. Merry Christmas.
Merry Black Friday Part 1.
Merry Black Friday Part 1. The prequel, because it's not even Friday yet. Hello, everyone. Today we're doing our special Thanksgiving episode of Those Guys. Obviously doing, you know, an episode on Arrow Season 3, Episodes 2 and 3. But we're bringing up, you know, Thanksgiving only because, first off, happy Thanksgiving. Even if you're listening to this in the archives, you know, listen to it on Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving. And, you know, and of course, this is also, as if you saw some of our posts, you're like, why are they complaining about capitalism? Well, first off, thank you, capitalism, because you're going to make us a lot of money in the future. However, as of right now, what upsets me is the idea that, you know, there are a lot of stores that are open today. Not a lot. It's the majority.
Meaning that's a lot of people that can't be with their families on Thanksgiving.
Exactly. Even if it's, you know, I mean, I can understand you saying, oh, do it at late night or maybe even do it earlier. I know one of our, you know, one of our co-hosts, Katie Angus, who worked on me with a Doctor Who episode, she, the first one of Series 8, actually, she worked today, but she worked earlier in the day. So she got to spend, even though it wasn't the day, which is very upsetting to me still, she did get to spend the night with them. Or vice versa, where it's just, oh, I, you know, I'm going to work the night shift, so I get to maybe have dinner or have more of a, I know, you know, you being Italian and my stepmother being Italian, you can have a very early Thanksgiving dinner.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, that I guess I can even understand. But the idea of just, nope, we're open all day, you know, the idea of being open all day or having a shift in the middle of the day. Or, I mean, even just the fact that, you know, they're open today, where it's just, I understand certain places needing to be open, but certain places, not every, and when I say certain, I mean, you know, Katie works at a supermarket, so I kind of get that, you know,
yeah.
I hate to say it.
But it's when you delve into places like Target or Best Buy that open their doors today at like 5 p.m. For a lot of people, that's when
Now, for sponsorship purposes, I don't want to point out any specific corporation. So, for all we know, they didn't do that.
They definitely didn't. That's the after turkey fever talking or something.
I'm going to love editing out I'm going to think of some great quotes that I can use to just edit out what you just said. People are going to hear you say it right up until the actual name of insert company here. No, but seriously, you know, I don't know, just certain retailers. Right, that decide to open up on Thanksgiving really grind my gears because the idea that you don't need this designer or even if it's not a designer, you don't need this specific item of either clothing or even video games. You know, I'll say this much. I'm not going to call out people that have, you know, that have opened up today because not only do I not know, but sponsorship. No, but I will call out, all jokes aside, I will call out people who didn't open up today. Like, I know Costco didn't, which I enjoy, and I know GameStop didn't, which I also find interesting, because GameStop, I love them, but, you know, I did not think that they would do something like that.
Neither did I,
so
especially
good.
With their stock lately.
Yes. So, yeah, no, they did not open up today, and you know what, again, good for them, because just the idea that, you know, you don't need games today. That's what I think it is. You know, where it's just, there are certain things that you don't need today. And, you know, you mark your prices down just to entice people to come in. And then it really kind of, you know, causes people who are working there to, like you said, be away from their families. So, yeah, it kind of just, you know, it really kind of irks me. And we won't talk about this too much because we do have, you know, two arrows to talk about. And I don't want to go too much on a, you know, on a rant, because again, capitalism will be helping us in the future. Stay tuned. You know, we'll be you know, showing you how that works in the next few days. But yeah, as of right now, it's just, you know, the idea that capitalism is, you know, is keeping people from their families, that I, you know, because again, there are certain things I get, you know, where if everything shut down, society wouldn't be working. And we wouldn't have police today. You know what I'm saying? I get that.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But there are certain things that are completely unnecessary to keep society moving, that are, you know, that are open today. And yeah, you could argue, oh, well, you know, even supermarkets, when someone goes, oh, but what about supermarkets, Matt? Well, you know what? I'll be honest, if you do need food, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can get needing food, right? But physical items that aren't,
yeah,
you know, that aren't edible, at least aren't, yeah, supposed to be eaten. You know?
I planned on having a PS4 for dinner. Where am I supposed to get
right?
that now?
Well, what if you didn't want a PS4? What if you wanted a Nintendo Wii U or an Xbox One?
This is serious, Matt. Don't joke like that.
You're really hurting our potential stock in the future.
I'm kidding.
I love
Nintendo. I love Nintendo.
I love all game systems listed underneath the one supporting us. No, there are, all jokes aside, there are no sponsors right now, but if you do want to sponsor, you know, with us or you know, for any of your either items or, you know, companies, you can have multiple companies, you know, capitalism. You know, please email us, thoseguysontheradio@gmail.com, and we'll work something out. But as of right now, right, as of right now, we're talking about Arrow Season 3, Episodes 2 to 3. Right, we start off with episode 2. Oh, and also we're not taking callers today, so you know, you can just rest assured you don't have to call in today. You can just sit back with your bloated turkey bellies as I am, and you know, and have some fun, listen to a podcast. But if you do want to call in just to listen in, please do. The number being 718-664-9468. If for some reason your internet's not working, someone's using your computer, whatever you may use to get online and listen to us, just call in 718-664-9468, and you know, you will be kept in the queue. We'll see you there. We'll know that you want to listen, but we won't, you know, put you on. Even if you press 1, because you know, the host might say, "Oh, press 1, talk to the host." You know, Blog Talk Radio doesn't understand what we're doing. Like, it just assumes that we always want callers. So, you know, just understand that we won't put you through, but you can sit there and listen in, because why not? So yeah. So, so we start off episode 2, right? And immediately it's just, damn it, Sarah's dead, right? Like, it just hits you again, because it's been a while since I watched. So it's
same
just
here, actually.
Right? Yeah. So it's like, damn it, Sarah's dead, you know? And again, it just all hits you again, but not in a sad way, just kind of like a,
I forgot that they decided. Yeah, it's like I forgot they decided to do that.
Yeah, it didn't really hit you. I don't know about you, but to me, it didn't really hit me emotionally. At least not yet. You know, it's kind of just like, oh. And then apparently, which I think is funny, Tommy is in Hong Kong. I find that funny because I want them to look for just new ways to just introduce every single character that we've seen in present day somehow via, you know, Ollie's flashbacks.
Mm-hmm.
I really want to have that happen. Like, I really want there to just be, you know, it's just, hey, look, that's the pizza, you know, that's our pizza delivery guy. He was on the island. That's Pizza Assassin Man! Before anyone laughs, that's probably a comic book villain from the 70s. Before anyone laughs.
I'm going to laugh anyway, but you're probably right.
Okay. But yeah, so I love that, don't you? Just, yeah, weaving
everyone. And at least they found a good way to bring him into it. I was kind of worried it would be like, well, I thought maybe he'd be in Hong Kong, so we'll go. I'm glad they went with the whole, well, you activated your email, so that kind of triggered a ping, and your friend found it, and he came. Like, that's a smart way to go about it, guys.
Yeah, I will admit, I don't know a lot about technology. I don't know if the people making this show know a lot about technology, but what I do know is it sounds plausible for the amount of money that Tommy has.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Where it's just, make sure that if anyone logs into anything, like uses his credit cards, does this, does that, uses his phone number, blah, 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 you know, something will go off, and it's just, you idiot, you used your email. You know, it's like, oh. at one point, something that would have helped save him, now because he's with Waller, it's like, and now Tommy must die. There must be another way. Someone else could, someone else could kill Tommy. Not really what I was worried about there, but thanks. You don't have to do it. Wasn't my concern, but thank you.
I appreciate the effort, but not what I was looking for.
Yeah. But yeah, and you know, and of course we move on, and the episode tries to get more and more emotional, but until the end, really it was just me kind of processing that, you know, that Sarah's dead, but also really just feeling like she'll be replaced, and then not having it, I guess, hit me as hard because comics.
Yeah.
You know, because of how we're fans of comics, so it's hard, I think.
Yeah, like when, even in the first episode when they showed her being shot with arrows and she fell through, I didn't really go, this is so sad. I was like, that's an interesting choice.
Right.
Okay, then.
Yeah. Yeah. I think something, I don't know why I found this so funny. It's just, I'm sorry, there's been a death in the family. Oh, she said it. She said it. It's really funny because I just keep on. We've said this since like season one, not really on air because we haven't really done, you know, podcasts up until the end of season two for Arrow. But you know, I've said this since the beginning where we know that this was originally planned to be a Batman series,
mm-hmm.
and of course it's been changed along the way completely. I mean, I assume Bruce Wayne wasn't going to be stuck on an island. He may have been training on an island though. Technically, because you know, he could have trained in different parts of the world, which is kind of funny when you think about it. But he wouldn't have been stuck on the island, I feel. You know, they moved certain things to be exclusively Arrow. And yeah, there are things that are exclusively Arrow. But when you look at a lot of the themes of the series and the way certain things are written, you just sit there and you go, this is Batman. You know, this
yeah.
is really, really bad. So it's just kind of funny where it's just, there's been a death in the family. That was planned. That was in the script from the exact season 3, episode 2, just with a different dead person.
Who was it going to be, guys? It was going to be Selina Kyle, because fuck you.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah, because fuck you. Except it would have been Selina Kyle's daughter, Susan
oh.
Kyle, taking on the Catwoman name with her sister, Catherine Kyle.
Oh, my God.
Becoming the Catwoman later. And we all
is
would have
name
sat there
the
and
Catwoman
gone,
later?
I wouldn't put it past Bob Kane. I wouldn't put it past him trying to channel Kane's, you know, how, or rather just the writing of the time in terms of how to name people, where it's just, the Catwoman later. Ba-na-na-na-na-na-na. Like, I wouldn't be surprised. So, no, but seriously, you know, there's been a death in the family. That's not a sentence I should laugh with, but I am. And I don't know about you, all right, but
mm-hmm.
I completely forgot that Sia went with Merlin. Like, wow. I feel bad for that.
Yeah, I knew she was gone. I just thought that it was one of those things where it's like, I just need to leave for a while. I forgot that she was with Merlin in training.
Yeah, no, because in my head, I remember it was a couple weeks back. It's just, so what? They just brought in Merlin, and then what? I forgot what even happened. Did he die? Like, what? I feel like such an asshole. Just, dude, he went with Thea to go train, and that's important. And it is.
It's definitely really important. It's just
yeah.
not, there's a lot on TV.
Yeah, there's a lot on TV, and there's a lot that we do shows on. So it's kind of hard to get track. But yeah, what I do know this much, Ray Palmer is Ant-Man. Wait, no, that's not right. Man-Ant. No, what did DC call him again? Atom Bomb? No. That's actually a cool name. I'm sure someone took that already.
I'm pretty sure his name is Jonathan Ant-Man.
No, it's not. What's his actual superhero name? The Atom? Because in my head it was like, the Atom Bomb, and I'm like, that is actually the coolest name.
That actually really is, though.
Someone has that name, though. They have to.
I mean, if they don't, it's kind of criminal.
It is. I feel like that should be a rapper's name.
screw it. I'm looking this up as we talk. Go on.
Okay, I was going to. Thank you for doing that, Anthony. No, I feel like that should be a rapper's name, where he just starts off every rap like, I'm about to drop the atom bomb. And you're like, nice! Oh! But seriously. So, yeah, they show Ray Palmer, I think, in this episode in a more sympathetic light. You know, I do feel like he's trying to use her, but still, you know, we can hope that he's not. You know, we can hope that he just kind of cares about people, but he's also, you know, just kind of, I guess, ruthless and cutthroat in a way where, hey, look, you know, business, mm-hmm. where it happens. Mm-hmm. You know, people sometimes when it comes to money and business, people do have this, you know, they're kind of cutthroat and whatever. But I feel like we said this before, but this is one of those shows that they're just going to completely show everyone, you know, completely different. I say completely a lot, but seriously, completely different. And then by the time, you know, either hopefully Ray Palmer doesn't die, but by next season, it'll be Ray Palmer, the superhero. You know, and
probably
have a completely different turn. Yeah, mm-hmm. because, it's strange because I know that people will tell me, it's character development, you idiot. And yeah, but it's hard because you're supposed to sit there and either pay money in a movie, to, let's say, watch Superman not be Superman, or pay for most of the movie, if not, even by the end of it, he wasn't, and pay, you know, money, or rather just take your time out, rather, which is sometimes you could argue it's even more valuable than money, because you can get money back, you can't get your time back. You know, put time into watching people not be who you want them to be. I think for a while, like only in this season, I think, a bit last season, but mostly this season, do we see Ollie having bits of the Ollie that we know and love.
Mm-hmm.
But even then, he's still not there. And it's been 3 years.
Exactly.
So we've been seeing this show for 3 years. And if someone, you know, just wants to see the Ollie they know and love, they're just, you know, they're just like, well, I guess I'm done. Like, you know, I mean, it's very interesting.
Well, for us, it's been 3 years. In the show, I'm pretty sure it's been 4 years, because one of the seasons, I forget which, did a one-year time jump.
Yeah, I believe it was 2 to 3.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. But for us, though, it's, you know, it's been 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And, but yeah, so Ray Palmer looks a bit more sympathetic, you know, and then apparently Green Arrow becomes a Kamen Rider, everybody. If you don't know what Kamen Rider is, it's okay, Google that. But Kamen Rider... you want to think of the American version, which was Masked Rider or Kamen Rider Dragon Knight, or just go look up any other Kamen Rider, and you'll know what I mean by Ollie going vroom vroom on that damn motorcycle for way too long than he...
I've been waiting for you to make that joke this entire podcast. I knew it was
Kamen
coming.
Kamen Rider, Arrow Knight. Da 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 da. Copyrighted music. Copyrighted music. I mean, the show ended, but I'm sure the music's still copyrighted. But seriously, yeah, we have Green Arrow as Kamen Rider, and who, I love the idea that it's just, it's weird, because, you know, Flash goes full superhero and full superpowers, but Arrow, they do it so subtly, where it's just, Ollie is apparently very, very good on a motorcycle, more than humanly possible, gets hit with an arrow, falls off. And I was thinking, like, oh, God, is it poisonous? But no, he's just hurt. He's in pain. But he's like, he got away. You should be dead.
Yeah.
You should be happy. You know, but, so, yeah, have you been able to find the atom bomb yet?
There is actually nobody with that name.
I want to spell, like, I want to be like, I smell a cool comic book, but the atom bomb is not fun at all. So it's one of those weird things where it's just, I feel like I would have to make a superhero where it's like, you know, just, I'm the atom bomb, boo, you suck, people died, no, it's just, it's why, it's my power, boo, choose something else.
But this is so catchy.
How about being the Big Flash, you idiot?
Okay.
You know, like, just something, like, could have been anything. My name is the Big Flash. Just nope, just, I'm the atom bomb. You're an asshole. But anyway, also something else I wanted, you know, so we've been talking about Sarah's death, you know, being good, bad, or, you know, I will admit, the good thing is that it is a good plot device to cause Ollie to grow and realize, you know, like, in having to fight safer, I guess, because even though he was on a motorcycle in this episode, still, to kind of fight safer and realize, you know, I could die here, so let me, I guess, because it's going to be weird. Because, yeah, he's always going to be there to fight supervillains, but the supervillains just get more and more super, and then the superheroes come in. So he does like to, you know, he does play with the big boys because he's a big boy. But so at the same time, it's just, you know, let me be, let's say in the future, it'll be like, let me be more street level because I learned, yeah, I can die here. You know, this is a life lesson. It's not like it's just, I'm a, you know, I'm not invincible. I'm a ninja for some reason, but I'm not invincible.
It will be interesting when it comes time for him versus the big bad, though, of the season in terms of his fighting style changing up.
Well, who is the big bad? Because we have people like Merlin and Ray Palmer, and from rumors, only from rumors that I've heard this, Anthony. So only rumors.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've heard Ra's al Ghul coming in.
Those rumors are 100% correct.
Okay, but
there
still,
is a trailer,
you know,
literally for Ra's al Ghul.
That's interesting. But it's
mm-hmm.
so strange to think about. I don't know how he's going to fight, because I've actually never seen Ra's fight, strangely enough.
Really?
He's always more of a, yeah, whatever stories I read with Ra's, he's always more of a I'm on throne kind of guy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we don't really get to see much of his fighting style, sadly enough. It's usually just, you know, Ra's is part of a, you know, superhero slash supervillain fight. And then we'll
mm-hmm.
see maybe a couple, like a panel or two, but then it's more focused on people like, you know, Batman and Luthor and Superman
with
and people
you
like
there.
That.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I agree. I mean, they're, out of everything that I've read or seen, the only two that I really seen him fight are in Batman Hush and Batman Begins.
Okay.
Where he was played by the Neeson.
Right, so it's not even the next, it's the Batman Begins doesn't even technically count.
Yeah, exactly.
Because, you know, but yeah, so that's interesting. You know, he'll be coming in and he'll be the big bad because we already have people like Roy Palmer and even Merlin involved. So I wonder, you know, what role they're going to play in the future.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, so as of right now, you know, we see Ollie. Roy tells him the news. Remember that sister that you had? And I have to admit, I'm really happy that Ollie didn't punch out Roy because I think it shows how he will one day become the Ollie that, you know, we love.
Definitely.
But it was really funny because just in my head, I was like, he's going to knock him out. He's going to just punch him in the face. Nope, he just nodded. He said, okay, I understand. And he went to go solve the problem. And I was like, shit. Yeah. Also, Ollie and Roy fighting, perfection.
I know. Oh, my God.
I want more of it.
Mm-hmm.
So, can't wait for that. How great was it when it's just, so you're the assassin, pulls off the mask. And it was like, didn't you expected a monster, but you got old man Jenkins. What happened there?
I don't know.
Like,
I was like,
you
this is
the
a very,
way.
Yeah, I'm like, is this twist? Did they M. Night Shyamalan this scene, or?
Did the Asian guy get surgery? Is he plastic surgery? It's like, that would make sense. No, I was very confused. And it was really funny how it was just, you know, it was just, wait, so you're not the guy that I thought you were because I thought we were switching from the past to the future like we usually do with this show. And I was like, okay, I guess we're not. And then it's like, I didn't shoot him. Well, I didn't shoot her. I just also used arrows. That does sound kind of suspicious. I'm a big fan of my work. Well, okay. He's probably telling the truth. I'll give him that.
Yeah, was
so,
interesting. I was definitely expecting somebody else.
I think we all were. How did you feel about Laurel pulling the trigger?
That was interesting.
That was hardcore.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. I am surprised they went with that.
I'm not surprised they went with that necessarily. I'm just surprised that, you know, as characters, they went through with it. Because, you know, it's one of those things where it's just like, oh, not even just that. As characters, the fact that Ollie still keeps her around, because, which, again, I guess maybe that's just because he's becoming more like the Ollie we know, that's just like, oh, let me work with her and help her. Where I feel like old Ollie, even though he loves her, he's known for, you know, he was dating her and whatever and all this stuff, still, I feel like an Ollie from earlier in the series would have been like, no, you're not part of this team anymore. You broke the rule.
Yeah, I mean, we get that in a different way in episode 3, but I do get what you're saying. Like, you think by this point he would just be like, you're not allowed anymore.
No, but it's very interesting because he is, you know, because he's not the kind of person that would just shun anyone. He's really trying to sit here and help people, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm really confused at the fact that, you know, she did it. But yeah,
mm-hmm.
like you said that, you know, in a way where you said they had her do it, and the fact that, you know, they were, like, it's just the fact that I heard the trigger, I was like, shit, you know,
yeah.
that was there is no flash here. It would have gone off.
Mm-hmm.
It would have killed that guy who didn't kill. I mean, I'm not saying he didn't deserve it, which is kind of funny. It's like, well, technically, I'm not saying he's scot-free here, but he didn't kill, you know, he didn't kill Sarah,
mm-hmm.
which is strange. Yeah. So, also, how did you feel when Laura was about to talk to her dad about what happened in the hospital room?
The only thing that was going through my mind in that entire scene is, like, don't tell him he'll have a heart attack. Don't tell him he'll have a heart attack. Please, don't.
Not again.
Yeah, I mean, this guy's been through hell every season's finale. Leave him alone.
We learn episode 2. Is episode 2 a mid-season finale? Why? Dad had a heart attack again. What did she say to him? She was like, hi, Dad. And he was like, oh, my heart. Oh.
I mean, it's true, though. Every season finale, this guy goes through living hell.
Pretty much, yeah. I found it very interesting, though, that she was just basically about to tell her dad, just, you know, Dad, I needed to let you know that I'm Batman now. Okay, thanks, bye. Because in one scene.
The only thing that I was kind of iffy with was when he's like, what do you need to tell me? And she just kind of says, she's like, I just want to say I'm sorry. I'm like, I don't know if I'd buy that.
Yeah, no, it's really interesting because, you know, and I'm not going to blame the show overall because, you know, I mean, the show, it's not that it's going to have terrible writing in the future because, but I have to admit, yeah, her dad seems like the kind of cop that even with his daughter, you know, a season or two earlier, right? I mean, hell, he's still a cop. So it's not like he's,
mm-hmm.
like, stopped being a cop or something. He's still a cop. So it's kind of a thing where it's just, he kind of, you know, it's like, I wanted to say that I'm sorry. Well, I'll hug you, even though I heard a lot of hesitation in your voice, because...
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Like, I'm watching
the
scene, and the scene ends, I'm like, oh, we're done with that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I, me too. Yeah, it was very interesting. I don't, that's the thing, I just think that, do you know if we have new writers on the show or no?
No, we
it's
don't.
The
only thing that I can think of is
okay.
that the writers are also tackling the Green Arrow comic book now. So, I mean, between
Green
this...
Green Arrow comic book is completely new? Or is it... Oh, wait, no. You mean the actual
one?
Comic book?
Yeah,
oh.
The new 52 one. They just, like, they're the new creative team on it.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if there's an accidental drop in quality because of, you
That's,
know...
Yeah,
because, like,
I mean,
yeah.
they're doing that, and I'm pretty sure they're doing the Flash TV show tie-in comic as well.
Wow. Yeah, no, that's a bit
yeah.
too much work, I would
mm-hmm.
argue. For yeah, so it's very interesting because you look at The Flash, and again, I'm not saying it's the best thing in the world, but, you know, Geoff Johns is working on that. So there's some good there. You know, there's a lot of good there. So getting back to, you know, Arrow episode 2, I have to admit that, you know, I said the entire episode, you know, Sarah's death didn't really hit me. The funeral scene got to me.
Yeah.
That was where I thought, okay, this was very well placed. You know, it really, you know, it was able to really get me, you know, kind of feeling like, damn, you know, she's dead and all this stuff. And then having, you know, Felicity just say, you know, I know she wasn't Jewish, but, you know, it feels right. And it was just like, okay, you know, and that felt nice. The one thing that was confusing to me, and I think you're going to know what I'm talking about. At first I said, aw, because Diggles was like, we're naming the baby Sarah. And I was like, that's nice.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, a minute later, I see him playing with the baby. And I'm just like, you haven't named her yet?
Yeah.
Because
like,
he said the words.
Like,
he said the words.
Yeah. And then
I
they show the kid. I'm like, has this kid been going nameless this whole time?
Yeah, you know, like, just we called her Samantha for about a good 6 months, but then we changed it to Sarah. But,
by the time she's 16,
yeah.
there are 3 different versions of the birth certificate.
There are 3 completely different versions. She is a female Mick Foley by the time she turns 16. Yeah, no, it was weird because it was just, you know, I think, I don't know how they filmed that. I don't know what they meant to say or whatever. I think maybe he was saying it in a way where it's like they haven't told her yet, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
So, but it's weird because it's like, but why would you name her Sarah before she died? Not that Sarah isn't a bad name or anything, but it's just in the context of the scene and everything, it sounded like we are doing this in her honor. But
didn't
you already have the baby? We are doing this in her honor.
And you guys already had the pajamas with Sarah on it, so...
Yeah.
Unless you
ran
out, like, 24-hour Babies R Us. I mean, okay.
Are you telling me that a baby... Wait, no, Babies R Us is a real thing. Yeah, I was about to make a joke. I was like, wait, no, that's actually real. Yes, Babies R Us 24/7. That could happen.
Yeah.
Babies R Us 24/7. I don't know who the hell would work the shifts, but no idea. But anyway, so apparently it's just, we just named her. Like, she was going nameless for a bit. We decided to call her It. We kind of just kept her in the corner, away from our affection for a while. And then we found Sarah, and we were just like, that's a good name. We should love her now. And also, I love the way everything ended, by the way, because it was just kind of like everything was plopping into itself.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's just, is Felicity evil now because she's working for Ray Palmer? Is she going to date Ollie? What about Barry? Find out on the next episode of Arrow. Also, some Thea shit. Like, that's kind of what it ended with, and also some Thea shit, in case you're wondering.
Yeah.
No, but you know, yeah.
Mhm.
No, what were you gonna say?
No, I lost my train of thought completely.
Oh, I'm sorry. My bad.
No, it wasn't you. I just I had it and I lost it.
It's okay. I'll just say this much. Now that we've moved on to episode 3, I love Thea's new haircut. Also, she's a ninja. Like,
yeah.
I think those two are not mutually exclusive. They are. Just, I love her new haircut. Also, she's a ninja. It happens. You know, but seriously, though, I don't know, you know, when you heard her speech, like, did you get it, or do you still feel a bit off with her working with Merlin?
It's a mix of both, honestly.
Mm.
Like, I can get it, but at the same time, it seems, to me anyway, just a bit extreme.
Right. Understand.
What about you?
Well, I mean, I think of it like this, you know, we know who our parents are, you know what
mm-hmm.
I mean? Like, people have lied to us before, but I think it was just a thing where it's one huge one after another, after another, after another. You know, there's a lot of other shows that we've done, and I can't name any off the top of my head, that something like this would feel very much like, you're going a bit too far, you could have just talked to people. But this was a huge one, you know, where it's just
mm-hmm.
like, I didn't know who my father was, you knew. Sia doesn't know that he's the Arrow, right? Or does she?
Not yet, no.
No, but that'll be another good one. So you've told me everything, haven't you, Ollie? See, oh, there's one more thing. You're the Arrow. Shit, did not mean to use this voice. That's a problem. But seriously, though, yeah, so we had, you know, we had, so I think in this case I get it. But I understand
mm-hmm.
your point, too, where, yeah, you know, it can feel a bit too much, but I can see where she's coming from,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it's kind of felt more like it wasn't just, oh, come on.
Yeah.
Roy's amazing. I want him to have a spinoff show immediately.
Definitely.
Yeah. No, because there are certain people that they're okay having a spinoff for me, and it feels like Red Arrow, like, I would enjoy that immediately. Just get him
mm-hmm.
off this show, not in a bad way. We just get them off the show. I love this. They're working on too many stuff. You know, too much on too many stuff. Yeah, right. They're working on too much stuff. Quickly, give them another show. Everything will even itself out. No, but I would
love Red Arrow.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I would just love more Roy, because Roy is really fun, and he's a character who's deserving of this before he either dies.
Mm-hmm.
I think his comic book counterpart died at one point, right? Heroin overdose? Or is that a different one?
At one point he did.
Okay. Yeah. So I'm kind of cool with him having his own thing before,
he
you know, possible
also
death.
Lost his arm at one point.
that would be interesting if they tackled that here.
Yeah, because I remember, like, it was this whole big thing where it's like he lost his arm, and now he's bad as Arsenal.
Oh, shit, that would be... I feel like they're just going to do a thing where they're just going to take everyone from, well, most of the people from the Flash's team and just as evil and just team them up with Roy. They are the Flashing Arrows. Wait, that shouldn't, that doesn't work. The Arrows Flashes? No, no, we don't like that one. How about Team Evil? Perfect, perfect, Team Evil.
They are the Speeding Arrows.
Nope, nope, don't like that one bit. Nope, no. With Thea. Nope, nope, don't like that one bit. but no, seriously, I do think that Roy is deserving of one compared to... And now here's when I can shit on something and not care. You saw Sam and Cat a little bit here and there, right?
Yeah.
Sam and Cat, by the way, to anyone who doesn't know, is the spinoff of the two shows iCarly and... iCarly and Victorious.
Victorious.
Right. Did you know that, and I was looking through channels today and it was on mute, but I was like, no shit, it's them. Did you know that they took those two little British girls from Sam and Cat and they have a movie on Nickelodeon now?
What?
Yeah, the two British girls that were, like, very, like, mean and rude and whatever, they had their own, like, I think it was a Thanksgiving movie.
Are you serious?
On Nickelodeon today. Yes. I swear to God, look it up. You think I'm shitting you, but I swear to God, look it up. And I sat there, and all I could think of was that Robot Chicken sketch. Chicken skit, where it's just, and then Pierre and a talking snake. You know, it's like, and we never see John again. That's all I can think about. Where it's just, if this is successful, they made a show about two girls that appeared, I think, in only two episodes. I feel like it's only one, but it had to be another. Two episodes that were in that, you know, in the two episodes in that show that was already a spinoff of two other Nickelodeon shows.
The fact that this happened is amazing.
It is a work of art in all of the worst ways possible. It is a work of art, man.
But anyway. I am looking at it right now. Oh my God.
So you believe me now?
Yeah.
How does it feel?
Wow.
Okay, good. That's where we are. Okay.
Yeah.
So moving back to Arrow. We have a little bit more time today, so I think we can just take some time to just be idiots. Moving back to Arrow. Roy is great. That's why I really kind of just... I mean great, here's why. And that's why I went on that rant. Just, he's never been on a plane before. So it was just... So in my head, I was like, what's the problem? Is it? And I was like, wait, no, it is his red one. I thought he took, like, Ollie's by accident. And it was just like, Roy, you can't take that on a plane.
That whole sequence is great. Yeah. As soon as he said, I've never been on a plane before, I was like, this is going to be amazing.
Yes. that, and then also it was really cute Diggles. So Diggles with his baby girl is going to kill all the men. Right? Like, just, it was hilarious. I was like, damn it, Diggles.
Oh, man. I'd like a Diggles spinoff, too, honestly. Just spin off every character from this show.
I don't think I'd like a Diggles. I mean, it's weird. If Diggles becomes a superhero, like where it's just, you know, it's just, what is it? The Flaming Diggles. I don't know. If he becomes a superhero, I think I'll get it. But as of right now, I mean, I don't know. Like, it's weird where I'm not.
I just realized I missed a major part of my thought process. I forgot a word. Diggles spinoff is like, not like a full thing, but maybe like a one or two episode arc with just Diggles.
I'll give you that.
Yeah, not like a full series, because I don't think that would work.
No, I think a lot of people need that in Arrow or even in Flash, where if we do get people developing powers in Flash sooner than we think, we should have at least two episodes that are Flash light, or at least one episode that's Flash light. I mean, it's weird in Flash because it just started, so obviously we shouldn't be having that now. But for Arrow, it's three seasons in, So kind of like how Doctor Who, you know, when it came back from its very long hiatus, and it kind of had, you know, the Doctor for the first season, and then the second season, and then the third season, and you know, by the time the fourth came around, they ended up having, you know, with the Doctor being David Tennant at the time, and Donna, they had some Doctor-like episodes, and they worked very well. I mean, you think about Blink, written by Stephen Moffat. No matter what you think about him now, and I'll get you, whatever you think about him now, you know, he did a wonderful episode in Blink. So, and that wasn't the only one. You know, there were many Doctor Light episodes where he, in a way, felt like he was making a cameo rather than just being the Doctor. And it worked because of how long, you know, the Doctor Who has been on the air in general, but even in the sense where with the, you know, the way the series were going. So season three already, yeah, I can take two episodes or at least one episode being completely Diggle.
Mm-hmm.
Because it makes sense to me.
Exactly.
Yes. But also, Diggle's wife is a great person.
What?
Diggle's wife?
Mm-hmm.
She's a great person.
Oh, definitely.
Like, I'm just sitting, like, again, like, you know, I'm not saying that I don't know people that would not do something like that. Because I do. I know people that would be like that. But still, it's very nice to see on a TV show. It's just, you need to just go, you know, and do this. Like, you need to go to the point where it's just, you need to help him. You know, you need to help Ollie because, you know, Sarah died. You also need to help my friend because he hasn't answered, and I will take care of the baby.
Mm.
And, you know, I love that, though. Diggle's was just like, if I miss something, right? If she does something interesting, well, I'm gone. Because Diggle's was going to be like, no, my bubba. Like, nope, I have a baby. Nope, not happening. They can all die. Which is funny, because before the baby, it was just, no, I need to do everything that I can. Wait, no, baby. Excuse me. I'm never coming back. And it kind of feels that way, doesn't it? Where he did this mission, but it feels like if he didn't do this mission, he wouldn't have done shit.
Oh, definitely.
Which is okay. I mean, again, he has a baby. I understand.
Yeah.
But yeah. Oh, it was really funny, by the way, how it's just, you know, we see the dude. He meets the dude. It's just like, oh, no, dude from other country. No way. As if, you know, because he just says, you know, he says this, it's like, oh, the family will be targeted. Oh, man, no way, the family, oh, man, now I care, no way, oh, man. And then, you know, also, by the way, seeing Laurel in AA, how did that make you feel?
I'm actually glad about that scene, because I don't think that's something we see enough of on these kind of shows. Like, they'll say that so-and-so has a problem, and, like, three episodes later, guys, I'm fine again. I like seeing her there. I like seeing her there with her dad, too. I was a bit worried he'd have a heart attack any second, but I'm glad he didn't.
And yeah, he needed to lay off the food.
Yeah. And another thing that I was really glad about was kind of going a bit further into the episode with Laurel doing, like, certain things that she does and her motives. The motive was actually the woman who was abused by her husband, and that was a boyfriend, rather. And I thought that was a really great nod to, what is it, Green Arrow, the comic book. It was during the 2000s, the Kevin Smith run, where the first time we see Black Canary in that series is when she interrupts a home invasion, not a home invasion, a man beating on his wife. So that was a nice nod
right.
to that.
Domestic abuse, yes.
Yeah.
She committed a home invasion, technically. The woman, but technically, I love that. She stopped the home invasion. She started one, Anthony. She started one. But no, that's nice, and I have to admit, you know, seeing Laurel become Black Canary like this, I'm sold. Because you remember, if anyone can go back and listen to our, you know, our first episode of season three, and I believe even, it might not have been as far back as our season two finale, so I think it was our season three episode one, of me just going there and sitting, you know, sitting there and going, I don't know, right?
Mm.
But here, I'm sold because of how it's being done, honestly, and just, you know, because I'm sitting there and I'm going, yes, I don't want the person doing it, but, I mean, when you think about it, it's not going to be the mom anyway. So,
yeah,
okay, you know. Even though I really do think, I believe that if we were going for a, no, I can't forget you, not live on air, Alex Ross. My God, Alex Ross.
Oh,
I'm
okay.
Calling him my God. you know what he wrote.
Oh,
Kingdom
God.
Come.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
No, for some reason, whenever I try to think of Alex Ross stuff, my brain tries to screw with me. I want to let everyone know this. So my brain goes, Injustice. And I was like, no, but there was Justice. Oh, Church Things. And it's constantly just screaming at me, just you remember the Church Things, don't you? I don't, you know, Kingdom, Seventh Heaven. That's not it. Yeah, it is. No, it's not. It's not Seventh Heaven. It's not. No, it's Kingdom. And it's just like, Kingdom Fall. No! Kingdom Go? Damn it! So, yeah, it's a huge issue. So, thankfully, yeah, Kingdom Come. I would love to see, her as, you know, as Dinah in Kingdom Come, if they were ever to do something like that. Because she could definitely play an older Black Canary.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, But either way, right now we're not getting any of that. But, yeah, so, and I loved, by the way, how quickly the foreign country fellow turned into a bad guy.
Yeah.
And I say that, because it's just, you lying bastard, and to think I cared about you. Did we care? did we care about him?
We just met you, but, I mean...
Yeah, no, it was really funny. It was just, like, so much stuff was going on. It's just, and he's the bad guy? You know, I always knew. Like, well, okay.
There was something fishy about him when we met him. I knew it.
All right, if you're that good at reading someone, because apparently Diggles isn't shit. Apparently all his military training went to shit.
Black ops, everything is worthless now.
Basically, it's just Diggles can point a gun and shoot very well, better than anyone else can, possibly ever, right? So, okay, we got that going, but, you know, perception skills are shit. but yeah, and then we have that really funny scene where everyone's calling Felicity.
Yes.
That was great. We're just, are we favorite friends? Is that what we are?
And then she's just like, I need you to trace someone like Google or something. I'm having a bit of a day here, so.
Yeah. No, and I love that too, where it's just, can you just Google their phones? Are you asking about blah, blah, blah? Like, yes. No, it's really fun, because it just sounds like how, it either sounds like how my mom sounds when she's asking me to do something like that.
Mm-hmm.
one of our co-hosts, Ashley Colpan. Whenever she just says, can you just Google the inner machine? Did you mean turn it on? Yes. It's like, okay. She's going to kill me later for that. But it's okay. She doesn't listen. She doesn't support us. She doesn't care. No, but seriously. She just doesn't watch Arrow. If she watched Arrow, I'm sure she would love to listen to us. I'll try to get her into Arrow, and then one day she'll listen. And just 5 years down the line, I'll just hear, you son of a bitch. What did I do? But anyway, yeah, so getting back to the actual show itself, because we have extra time. Laura being a vigilante is awesome. I think that's great. And I think that right there is, you know, because I think I'm just really interested in a superhero origin story that isn't, you know, my parents were killed, my uncle was killed. You know, the same stuff over and over and over again that we see over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm happy to get this. Very happy. So,
absolutely.
Yeah. And of course, seeing her being a vigilante and then losing was even better because, of course, like, I was sitting there like, she's not going to just immediately just, you know, just, I hit a guy with a bat and then I won.
Yeah, I was like, please, just, I know this sounds horrible, but don't let her win, please.
I mean, I didn't want her to get punched in the face.
Well, obviously, but I wasn't hoping Yeah, I didn't want to be like, I got the sweet spot, I knocked him out with one hit.
Yeah. Though I will admit, with a bat, you could do
that. I mean,
she doesn't know how to use a bat.
That's the thing.
Yeah. No, but I'm happy that she didn't win right off the bat. But also, I'm very happy that, that he only hit her. Because when he hit her, I was like, oh, God, no. No.
Mm-hmm.
No, things like American Horror Story really screw up our sense of, like, what's going to happen next in a show. So it's just, no, oh, thank God, he only hit her. And then you hear me say that sentence, and it's just, I didn't mean to think that way. I'm sorry. I do not want people getting hit. You know? But, yeah. Either way, though, I'm sure that she's going to end up taking him down at some point because, obviously, he didn't die and he didn't go to jail. Or he did go to jail.
We're not sure yet. I would imagine he is. They had him in the police station.
Got it.
Which her
right,
bad,
that's what that was.
Did. Yeah.
Thank you. Yes, it was the anonymous tip. Thank you. But, yeah, so I felt sad because, you know, Ollie opens up to Thea and says some really sad stuff. And, yeah, I felt sad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think the greatest scene was when she gets burned by the coffee and she does nothing.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's in my – that I had two summaries for the end of each episode for some reason, as if it's just like, you know, it's like now we're going to just – so a lot happened. Diggles saved his family. Ollie figures out that Thea is a superhero now. Diggles comes home to see if his family is safe. Laurel tells Ollie that she wants to be a superhero and is going for training with UFC man. And Ray Palmer is planning to sell military-grade weapons. And oh no, it's Nyssa. Find out on the next episode of Glee. But yeah, no, Nyssa really got to me though. All jokes aside,
yeah.
Nyssa, I was like, shit. Because in my head, I'm like, no, now she has to hear this. But freaked me out because I thought, so. If the, assuming that the, I was going to say Court of Owls, no, wrong show. Assuming that the League of Assassins, you know, the League of Shadows, they've been known to be both, or is it just League of Shadows?
Oh, they've been known to be both, but I think in this show
okay.
It's League of Assassins.
Damn it. All right, but League of Assassins, you know, they how low, because I mean technically the underworld, but how high does it go up the chain of command, where, you know, even though she is Roz's daughter, right, if Roz sent out someone to kill, you know, to kill Sarah, who, how, you know, like, what if she doesn't know? And obviously she doesn't know, but I'm saying, like, the idea that it's just, you know. So, because I assume, at this point we don't know, but I assume that Roz is the one who sent out the killer. Well, we don't know.
Yeah.
But I assume that Roz is the one that sent out the killer, which is very strange, you know, where it's just, wow, daughter doesn't even know. She's not even mad at Roz yet. And technically they can get a very good ally on their side in Nyssa. So that's also a good thing.
Yeah, but and yeah. I mean, they really could, because as far as I know, Nyssa isn't in the comics. So they could pretty much, she's free aim with them.
Oh, no, we've talked about this. Nyssa exists.
Damn it, I keep forgetting.
He's just,
that.
No, you know, it's fine, because here's, and it's really funny, too, because usually I'm the one that fucks up with comic stuff. But no, it's okay, hush, 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 you were just wrong. No, I'm kidding. The reason, here's the thing, ready, all jokes aside, you're going to kill me. He's going to kill me, everyone. Live on the radio, I'm going to hear a knock on my door. Just, I'm going to, hello, who's there? Someone you love. Hello?
Just open the door. Everything's going to be A-okay, buddy.
Gonna keep it closed. Okay, thanks. All night I just hear screaming from my window, come out, wherever you are. No, I'm good. You hear coming out?
I sense you are stalling until the show is over. Please tell me.
No, but seriously, here's the thing. She exists. But when we checked last show, because last show, I was like, she doesn't exist. She's not real. She is. Nyssa is, I believe she is, let's see, I believe Roz had her out of wedlock during World War II. And she, you know, so I think she's half-sisters with Talia. So, yeah, that's what I'm saying. So it's like, and at one point I believe Talia died in the comics. It was Talia died or it was Roz died. And then we had Nyssa come up and be like, hey, so, like, I'm going to be the ruler of this. And it's like, no. And then there were their battles were fought. You know, blood was shed.
Well, then.
Yes, but it was one of those things where it wasn't like, that's the thing, because, you know, if everyone, you know, out there, Anthony knows a lot about comics, a lot more than I will know, not ever, but as of right now, a lot more than I know, or especially when it comes to something like Batman. But Anthony, I want to let you know that her stories were really released in, like, you know, in the equivalent of, like, Nyssa Volume 1 and 2. You know what I mean? Like Nyssa, Issue 1 through 4. So, and they weren't even called like Nyssa. They were called something else where, like, it's just the, hey, look, Roz has another kid. And I think she maybe appeared once in Detective Comics. That's the thing. So if she's not even, she has not even appeared in New 52 as of yet. Bleh. So.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm saying. Not that he only reads New 52, everybody. But obviously if she appeared in, you know, one issue in the 2000s or something, or one arc in the 2000s, it'll flip by you.
Yeah.
So that's basically what happened. That's why you're sitting there like, Nyssa doesn't exist. They couldn't use Talia. Nyssa does exist. And she's barely ever used. So, this is the most characterization we've probably gotten ever. Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right, good.
Yes.
Good.
Yeah. So, before we end the show, do you have anything you want to say before we have to end the show?
Nothing particularly about the two episodes we talked about, just that I'm really looking forward to next week's crossover of Flash and Arrow, titled Flash versus Arrow, Dawn of Cameos.
Oh, dear. That's the next episode. Oh, wait. So is that the next episode of Arrow? Or is that the newest one, which we're nowhere near yet?
It is the newest one, which is technically going to take place in both Flash and Arrow.
All right. So that is in episode 4, is what you're telling me.
No.
We have to act like these are new. I hate you. You're stupid. We have to act like this. We aren't behind because archives exist. I hate you. You're stupid and fat and sexy.
I watch a lot of shows. The timeline is all fucked up for me.
Yeah, right. Hey, look, it's comics all over again. Hey, look, it's Doctor Who. Before we end it, you know, before I go on my long rant about all our social media accounts, please, Anthony, tell people what you do.
I do many things, one of which is making custom figures. I can do them one of two ways. I can do a simple repaint, or I can do kit bashing. Kit bashing would be if you want a specific figure of a specific person in a certain look, I would take a few different figures, take the parts I need from each one, disassemble them, then put them back together in the right order, and if necessary, repaint them, and that is a kit bash figure. You can see some examples of my work on my Instagram, which is Geek4LifeBlog. Other than that, I also do reviews of movies, TV shows, pop culture items, comics, things like that, on my blog account, which is called figuresandgeeks.blogspot.com.
Right. And of course, remember to check him out because, of course, he'll be, you know, promoting us. And of course, you know, sooner rather than later, we'll have you promoted on our Tumblr site as well. Yes, we have a few sites of our own. We have our Tumblr, which is our main website, which is thoseguysontheradio.tumblr.com, where we not only post our older episodes, our older podcasts. We also, you know, post any of our new stuff there. We also have merchandise on there as well that you can buy through us, through Amazon, or through Right Stuff. And, you know, in your purchase that you buy through us with them really helps us out. And, of course, in the future, expect there to be Those Guys merchandise itself. Yes, everyone, if you've been sitting here lukewarm about us, you'll love our merchandise. And but of course, as of right now, we have merchandise, you know, that you can buy through things like video games, you know, DVDs. I believe we have the Sailor Moon manga up as well, and many more. Now, of course, you can find any of our older shows on there as well. I mentioned that earlier, but older shows like WWE, Raw, pay-per-views, was it Dragon Ball Z movies, Bleach movies, Steven Universe, Gravity Falls, Mike Tyson Mysteries, Black Dynamite, Flash, other episodes of Arrow, the How I Met Your Mother season finale, strangely enough, and Pokemon video games, and many more. We do a lot here. I believe we're almost at our 150th show, actually, which is interesting enough. Yeah.
Well then.
Yeah, dude, we've done a lot. So again, you can check us out on thoseguysontheradio.tumblr.com. We also have our Facebook /thoseguysontheradio. Or, you know, you can just search up Those Guys and you should find us. We also have ourselves a Twitter, @ThoseGuysRadio. The name's currently Hillbilly Jim because of a very funny WWE joke that we made about a good 3 weeks ago, I think. And, yeah, on our Twitter, we'll post our new episodes as well as funny cat pictures. We also have an Instagram /ThoseGuysOnTheRadio. Now, these social media accounts are important because not only do you get to connect with us, we get to connect with you. You know, you get to laugh and et cetera, and possibly even send us some stuff that will make us chuckle. You also get, you know, free – when we do free giveaways, those help you get more entries. Where you won't, you know, you won't be winning in, let's say, two different categories, but you could easily, you know, have the ability to at least get something if you are on all four of our social media accounts, which will help you, because we usually, you know, recently we've been giving away free Pokemon. In the future, I'm sure we'll be giving away things like free DVDs and things like that. So, also our Gmail, as I mentioned earlier, thoseguysontheradio@gmail.com for any promotional opportunities. So, again, thank you guys for listening to Those Guys. I'm going to play us out. Say goodbye, Anthony.
Goodbye, everybody. Happy Thanksgiving.